Hey everyone, welcome to the first ever episode of the Funky Anime Podcast.
Please, that's God, also let it be the last one.
God, if it is the last one, I am so hyped for it. Okay, so...
I'll be honest, I completely forgot what the F stood for in...
Funky.
Yeah.
Funky Anime Podcast. F-A-P.
A month later, and now I know. Yeah. Thank you.
Good job, Pino. I'm really glad that you're really bringing it together. Okay, so Hello. I'm Chuck. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Twitch. Either Upchuck or Upchuck Gaming. You'll find me there.
I am Garbalax, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on Twitter and shit. I'm just fucking, I don't know. Google Garbalax. I'm sure you'll find something.
And I'm Pino, or how?
Pino.
Actually, no. Pino. I'm just Pino or Piney. I'll probably change my handles to that eventually. But you can find me on Twitter, I guess, on YouTube, and maybe on Twitch. Maybe.
Yeah, well, that was a fun intro. That was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Scratching that off my to-do list.
Implying that any of them aren't.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But, so this podcast, you've probably never heard of before, because this is
the first episode.
And,
unless you're gangster. From it,
thank you.
We're going this, back in time.
Yeah, back to the year 1987, mm-hmm. But not yet, because this podcast is all about watching anime, and then we're gonna talk about it because mm-hmm. It's good. We're gonna watch one series per podcast, but not an entire series, just like a part or a season.
Yeah,
because
specifically like for this, I'm sure that's in the title. It's pretty obvious. We're doing JoJo Part 1, and like JoJo Part 2 will be a separate thing. And like JoJo.
If we ever get to JoJo Part 3,
yeah.
God.
Oh no.
We'll do that one in one. There's no reason splitting that up further like Araki did.
Oh god, that's trash. Okay, so
I like JoJo.
We are
part
doing
three,
JoJo
part
one
two.
This week. God, Pino. 3.2. 3.2 birth
hey,
by sleep. Okay,
it's a thing. Okay.
Okay, so we are doing JoJo because it is the best anime ever created. For sure. I'm going to put this down as fact now. You can quote me, episode 1, FAP cast. And
let me write that quote.
I'll bring
down.
It to my grave. It's really good.
I'll see you in court.
Yeah, okay.
And the way we do the rotation, the reason we're doing JoJo first is because it's one we all agreed on. We all thought, hey, it'd be good to do JoJo first. And then we'll do a rotation. So, like, next it'll be Chuck who picks
next it'll be me. Yeah.
One, and then Pino will pick one, and then I will pick one.
I thought
you'll
you were
have to stay
in that rotation. Last.
You're going to have to stay till the end of the episode to find out what we're going to be watching next. Whoa.
Or you could just skip, because
no,
you can just do that.
No, fuck that.
No, they
can't. You
have
to listen to the entire thing of rambling. Okay, so, there's warnings. We're going to be spoiling part one of JoJo, obviously. We kind
not
of
like
have to
there's
talk
much to spoil.
That's true.
Here we go, just as usual.
And so it begins.
And so begins the sass of Mr. Grabalax.
Because I hate part one. Go on, continue.
Okay.
We're not going to get into this yet.
Okay, so
these are some fighting words.
What we're watching is the first 9 episodes of the first season of the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure TV show, originally released in 2012. We picked this all, like we said, because it's a great series.
We all love JoJo.
We all love JoJo, and it's like a huge part of all of our humor. Like, we always make shitty JoJo's all the time, and it makes me giggle. And it's pretty great. And then, spoiler warning again. And then, but honestly, if you don't want to watch this first JoJo, you probably don't. You could probably just listen to the...
It's 9 episodes. Give it a shot.
Yeah, okay. So, let's get some background on this. I did some research, which is pretty sweet. It's pretty epic. And so, JoJo Part 1 is called Phantom Blood, and it was originally a manga released in the Weekly Shonen Jump in 1987.
And if you don't know, Shonen Jump is like what births most big shows like
anime,
My Hero Academia,
yeah.
Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, One Piece, like all that stuff started in Shonen Jump.
Okay, and like Shonen Jump essentially is just is like big manga, and it publishes every week, obviously, because it's called Weekly Shonen Jump, and it just gets better and makes manga and just releases chapters every week.
I didn't know that.
Beyond that. Well, see, you learn something new every day, Pino.
Wow, even Pino's learning something.
And
I like
the author, Araki, has been making JoJo since 1987 and is currently on Part 8, which is now being published through Ultra Jump, same thing as Shonen Jump, just a different kind of...
It's Ultra.
They just have two separate ones
Ultra.
Now. Yeah. It's Plus Ultra. So,
Plus Ultra. Okay, yeah.
What we're going to be watching is actually the TV anime, which was produced by David Productions. There was actually a film adaptation in 2009 for part one, which is very not known. It was released, I think.
It's bad. That's why it's not known.
It's really bad. It's really not good. And I have it written on my notes. We're not watching this because it is not that good and leaves out a lot, and a lot is to be desired. So.
Yes.
Okay.
Could not agree more.
Not so, enough Muda.
there's very little Muda to be had. So, basically, to summarize the overarching thing, the story follows Jonathan Joestar, a little boy who grows up with his quote-unquote evil adopted brother, Dio.
Mm-hmm.
And they fight a lot because they have clashing personalities and they're jerks. And the first couple of little fights were when they were about 12, according to the wiki. And when they were about 12? 20.
Good
yeah,
Lord.
12 the first time, and then they were 20, the others.
They were just babies.
They have more body than I did when I was 20.
I feel kind of sad.
Considering like the muscles in part 3, like I think just everything in the JoJo universe is just massive.
I wish I was tire implants everywhere. Just tires on your shoulders, tires on your knees, everywhere.
Yeah. If you're not buff enough, then you're not worth watching, obviously.
Oh, feels
so
bad.
So yes. Man. That's like, you know, brief background information. We also have the actual wiki open if we want to look at anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just because apparently my research probably won't be enough. But okay, so we're going to start into the actual review of the show. We're like 8 minutes in, and we're actually now talking about it. God, we are not good.
I'm having a good time.
I'm a sleepy boy. Okay, so the first thing that we're going to talk about is the OP and ED for this first part.
Mm-hmm.
And this first one is called JoJo Sonochi no Satame by...
I can't not hear the song. That's like how good an opening it is.
I can't hear
Sonochi no Satame.
Yeah, and that title actually translates to JoJo Destiny of That Blood. So it brings in Phantom Blood, and it brings in kind of the blood theme throughout the actual show.
Interesting.
And fun fact, this song peaked at 19... on the Billboard's Japan Top 100.
19.
So you could hear this on the fucking radio.
So like you and I were talking about this the other day, Chuck, and like that is just fascinating to me that like that's how their culture goes, to where like you could just turn on the radio and there's like fucking anime openings or whatever on the radio.
It makes me so happy, dude.
Because it's a great song. Like it is legitimately a great piece of music. Like music is like my main thing that I'm interested in.
Yeah, and if you probably hear the OP for this podcast and the ED later, it's probably by Grubblex. It's probably him, most likely. If not, I'll cut this out.
It might be a remix or something.
Well, yeah, but it was by him, so you know, we don't have like any of the assets done, but that's okay. Yeah, so like
at
I
the
know,
time
do
that
have,
the, this yeah. airs, hmm? Oh, never mm-hmm. mind. Hmm?
Okay. Mm. Like, anything else you want to say about it? It's just a really fucking good song.
Just listen to it all the time in the car. I yell JoJo for the longest amount of time that I can.
Yeah.
I think JoJo's, like, the top word I've used this year.
Yeah.
It's,
like,
up there. I think so. I think you're right.
It's pretty much there.
Up there next
JoJo.
To word goal.
JoJo. Ending. We have not even brought up the legendary ending song.
No, believe me, I got you. I had this written. I was just making sure we got all the good stuff talked about the first part, because we're never going back, because the ED for this show is fucking Roundabout by Yes. One of the
wonderful.
Best songs you'll ever hear.
And I think we're all classic rock fans, right?
Oh, mm-hmm.
So, like, the JoJo soundtrack is like...
It's my bread and butter.
It's like Bill
Frost. It's my acid trip. What? Do you not see those stitches they have on the web? Like, it's just like the entire like end credit scene, like all the arts, and it's wonderful. It's just like,
yeah,
I just can't stop.
It's so bueno.
I just can't.
But like, and this is like, it's weird comparatively when you're watching other anime, just because mm-hmm. this is a fucking classic rock song from America,
mm-hmm.
and you're hearing it at the end of your fucking Muscle Man anime that you've been watching.
But it's such
about
a rockin' tune.
It's so good, and it works so well. With the outro, where the arrow, the to be continued meme, what a great meme that is.
And
that,
yeah, there's and a reason just, it's a meme, and that's because it's like, yeah, it's so good, it works. And like the execution in the actual show is so great. Mm-hmm. You know?
For sure.
But that's why it's gotten into like big memedom, and like why Joe jokes are a big thing.
Yeah.
Because like so much about the show is memeable, and we'll get into that more later.
This is God, a, this
whole,
is a
the
term
whole soundtrack,
we talk about.
All the parts except yeah. opening 3 and 4. But
opening 3 is good. You don't like it. Opening
I don't
4
like
is
it because I
like
I don't
3.
Like.
Okay, whenever we get to part 3 in 4 years, we'll talk about it then.
Yeah, because they're pretty good. No, they're
opening
they're
three
good.
Is good. Fuck you. Okay.
Chase, that's one thing
so,
Chase I
is
say
bad.
About.
Chase is bad.
You are fucking wrong.
Chase, I will okay, guys, the guys, worst guys, song. Guys, stop it. Please. Please. We haven't even released the first episode of the podcast yet. We can't start fighting now. Like, come on.
I'm ready. Fists are out.
Drama?
I'm ready to go.
Does Chase Jojo. Is good Death. Song?
Okay. Okay, so, like the music is always good, and it and especially all the themes within it. Most of them's actually pretty
yeah,
subdued in this
it's,
part.
It's been, well, I would say that it, like it's really well done in this part because like the thing you brought up earlier that I didn't even realize, I didn't say anything, but like how the opening like translates to something related to blood.
Oh,
everything is like
okay.
directly related within the show, which is
yeah.
pretty clever. But I mean, this is a very near and dear manga to a lot of people in Japan's
oh,
heart. So David
no,
Productions
like,
wanted to kill it,
mm-hmm,
and they did.
For sure,
they absolutely
like,
did.
I've read all the JoJo manga. I'm up to date with part 8 right now, and I think I'll talk a little bit about the OP more, because I was thinking more of the song at first, but now thinking about the actual mm-hmm. OP.
And the 3D
the
models
intro,
are really cool.
Oh, mm-hmm. the 3D models are fucking phenomenal.
Another 3D modeled show I
yeah.
won't talk about that we'll do eventually, but...
Yeah.
Fire Emblem. Fire Emblem. Shadows of Valentia.
Nah, Love Live, dude. My favorite 3D. Okay. Okay. No, but, like, the intro itself, like, the first, like, probably 5 seconds is flipping through manga panels
mm-hmm.
from, I think, from JoJo Part 7. Or maybe, I don't
know.
It
was
no,
it
has
it was
all the JoJos.
All
it,
the
did
JoJos,
it have, did
yeah.
it have Part 8, too?
I'm gonna look
I wanna
right
say
now.
It's only it, up to Jolene.
I think it's only up to... Is it up to Jolene? I thought it hit Steel Ball Run. I thought it hit Johnny.
I think it goes up to Part 6. Hold on.
Yeah,
I see...
The year this was
I'm
released
looking
was
at
like,
right
what,
But
2010?
While he's looking it up, like, throughout the actual OP itself, you see a lot of different, like, scenes that are
oh.
super iconic from the manga. Like,
oh, yeah, that's Jolene like, for sure.
Oh, mm-hmm. so it's just Jolene, not Johnny?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I see Josuke. I
like,
see Star Platinum. Yeah. I see Jotaro.
Star
yeah,
Platinum.
Yeah, so I guess it's Part 6.
Because
they wouldn't show no. Giorgino, because Giorgino's, spoilers, Dio's kid. But, I'll cut that out if I really feel like it, but I probably won't. Okay.
Did you say something?
No, I didn't. Okay,
okay.
Part 5 is a myth. Anyway, so it just, like, shows all these iconic pictures, like Dio walking up the wall with the text around him, and with, like, Erina's face going like, ooh, and then the kiss, and, you know, all the good shit. Like, it's... phenomenal, and then it actually cuts through different pieces of the manga, which, like, you don't get much of appreciation. Like, it looks fantastic, but like,
and it goes
me,
by so fast.
Oh
you
yeah,
realize
you
realize it until like you've caught up on JoJo, and like, if you were to watch Part 1 again, like, why on God's green earth would you? But
okay,
you can
okay,
pick up
okay,
on
fuck
those.
Okay, fuck you. I've watched this way too many times. Like, I know this. I know this entire series front and back.
Welcome
but
to I Just Want to Start Wars to Make
I
You
know
Angry.
God, this is gonna be like the theme of this entire podcast forever. You're gonna be like the devil's advocate for this, aren't you?
I
Stop
absolutely.
Vaping. God damn it.
God damn it.
Don't vape while we're trying to record a fucking podcast, you bitch.
I was trying to go away from the mic so you wouldn't.
Oh,
hear.
I could hear it, dude. Anyway, and it just. Like, reading through the manga, you're like, hey, I remember that. I remember seeing that. And it was really, it's really cool to see that. Especially as a person who's read the manga. And it was like, how long was it? It was like, I'm doing the math in my head, like 30 years?
Yes.
Yeah,
since,
just
long.
About.
Since, yeah, it's like right on 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years when this was made. So it just, it's iconic for a lot of people.
They should have kept the old art style.
Okay, do not say that. I hate to break it to you, but there's Araki changes his art style a lot in JoJo, like from well, because he's been drawing that shit for 30 years. But like
yeah.
even then, I'm like, oh,
A lot of people, a lot of JoJo fans will tell you to watch the anime for at least the first three parts because the art style in the anime is a lot more consistent and better.
For sure.
And, like, the tone is really clear and defined, unlike in the manga, where everything's kind of a clusterfuck because Rocky was still trying to, like, kind of find his way.
He's still trying to find his way in Part 8, dude. Like, I hate to... He just changes whenever he fucking feels like it.
And doesn't, like, Part 7, like, retcon just everything?
Oh, no, for sure. And it makes me kind of pissed. Well, it's at the end of Part 6 that retcons. Oh, okay. And Part 7 gets set up because of that. But read it. I'm not going to spoil it. Because
was JoJo a mistake? Question mark?
No, JoJo was not a mistake. I can confirm that, like, 100%. But... We've kind of gone off topic here, but so do you want to...
No, I was actually transitioning.
Yeah, then you transition, see? My boy.
Mm-hmm. That was it. That was it. I was just wanting to say that, like...
Congratulations. Well,
guys, guess what? We're going to talk about the plot now.
Oh, the plot's actually pretty good. Pretty good. It's pretty
sounds,
good.
Sounds pretty... Sounds weird from
I'm really excited,
from a JoJo Part 1 hater.
Wait,
yeah, dude. Well, I mean, the thing is just, like, almost all the characters are boring, and we'll get into that in a moment, but...
Okay, so the plot, essentially...
You're wrong.
Just, the plot, like I said
ready,
before...
I'm ready to start screaming.
God, don't stream. The plot revolves around Jonathan Joestar, the heir to the Joestar family's, like, riches. It's... JoJo lives a very extravagant life, and on the other side of the spectrum, Dio Brando, he lives
comes
a
from,
fucking
like, a shit, family.
Shit storm. Yeah. Like, His dad's a drunkard. His dad basically drove his mother to kill her, like, just die, and then Dio's a smart boy, though, and then his dad dies, and then he spits on his grave, and the spit looks like bird poop. That always pisses me off, and I'm like, that doesn't look like spit.
David
but anyway,
Productions, what are you doing?
Well, this is their first
episode. That's a drunkard spit, my friend.
That's true, actually. Was he drinking? I don't think he was drinking.
Probably.
At that
point. I bet he was drinking until his final breath. Well,
true, but so it worked, and then
they kind of adopt Dio, and then Dio's kind of like the external, like, stepbrother, and they don't get along because
they
come from different worlds.
A fucking dick.
Yeah, Dio is a huge asshole, and he's by far the only interesting character in
that's
this part.
We'll talk about that later. But so like Dio just makes JoJo's life hell. He, like, kicks the fuck out of his dog, twists his arm around,
like,
boxes him. But then, wait, what were you saying?
Jonathan's dad, like, eventually is, like, ashamed, and there's, like, one specific scene where he's like, "Wow, look at Dio, look at
you
hell.
Should be like Dio."
That was the fucking teaching one where he has his little little stick thing that wiggles around, and it's, like, the best animated part of, like, that the entire show, and it makes me feel, like, really uncomfortable, but I'm like, wow, this is a really well-animated whim.
David Productions did a great job.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And then, I guess that's, like, that covers the basics, and then they fight as kids, and then they're like, okay, let's wait for 7 years.
Time skip.
And be chill, and then they're chill, but then they still hated each other. Oh, wait, fuck. I skipped one of the most important parts because you guys fucked me over. Is that
Arena.
JoJo? Yeah, JoJo meets Arena, who's
Arena.
Like, girlfriend. But then Dio kisses
Dio
Arena,
Brando.
And it was Dio.
This is where the glorious meme comes from.
It's a good one. It's a good one. And then after that, they like
JoJo
just
steal your girl,
Mr. JoJo, steal your girl. And then they go to the. Then they jump cut 7 years later because they're too lazy to show plot development. Good job, Araki. And then after that, we go to, what would you call it? So they're about 20. They're, like, going to graduate high school, I think, which is fucking weird because they're 20.
Something like that, yeah.
They
playing
look
like rugby.
Yeah, they're
like
playing
college
rugby.
Students.
And then, yeah, they're
did you see those
students.
Arms?
Their arms were that big when they were fucking 12. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a good point, actually.
Yeah. I'm going to
okay, they're just massive
the
boys.
Yeah,
I'm
and
big
then...
Boy.
Dio is essentially killing George Joestar,
slowly
Jonathan's
poisoning him.
Daddy. And then he goes to Ogre Street. Best name, Rocky. Good job.
Ogre Street.
And they meet the one, the only, the best character in this part, Speedwagon.
That's debatable, but
That's why we're gonna debate it in a bit. And so they meet.
I think you mean Robert E A E O U.
Yeah, yeah, Robert E O Speedwagon. We'll talk about that in a sec too. And essentially, they figure it out that Dio's killing the dad, and then Dio's like, "Oh boy, I'm gonna put a mask on my face," and then dies. But then he doesn't die.
Wow, we really abridged this.
He kills. He kills Jonathan's dad. It's this whole crazy thing.
Yeah,
you know.
Watch it.
It's very abridged version.
Record
right
scratch.
Now. I feel like we missed.
Yeah, record scratch. I bet you're wondering how I got here.
But you're wondering why these bullets are piercing my body right now, and
yeah.
I'm not dead.
And then, let's see. After that, they have a big old fight in the mansion that's burning down. Dio walks up a wall.
And that
Dio
scene
gets
is
impaled.
Fucking awesome.
It's so fucking. That's like such a great part. And then Dio gets impaled by an angel.
But
and
before
then,
that, he says, oh, "Goodbye, Jojo."
Goodbye, Jojo. God, that's so stupid.
It's the best.
And then that's a reference to the Beatles song "Get Back." It's a good one.
Great.
There's a lot of music references.
Yeah,
in
we'll
in
talk
Jojo.
About that when we go to the characters and their
oh,
names
God.
And all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a fucking lot. And then, so they fight, and then Jojo, Speedwagon, and Erina meet Baron Zeppeli, who teaches them the ways of Hamon, and he punched a frog.
It also teaches him how to pick up a rock with his hand.
And he drops a salt for no reason and sneezes for no reason and falls over.
This
no
is where it's where the glorious Hamon appears, the thing that I missed sorely in
God.
The other parts.
Well, Hamon. Yeah. Well, they do it in part 1 and 2, and then Araki's like, "I think I've done everything,
there's
so I'm going to
retcon
it."
A little bit of Hamon in part 3. Just
I mean,
a little bit.
Guess.
Yeah, when fucking let's talk about that on a later day. But so then after that, they go and find Dio, and then they fight, and then, spoilers, Zeppeli dies, and then then we meet the more Hamon warriors, and then Dire dies, who's one of the Hamon warriors again, and then Jonathan, quote-unquote, kills Dio, but not really, he just cuts off his head, and then, the evil Asian man's like, "Ooh, okay, I'm gonna take him on a ship instead." It's true! You can't even
Asian
say
man.
It's false. That's what he looks like. That's his like entire character arc. And then he's in a casket, and then he burns down the ship that Erina and Jojo are on, and then Jojo dies with Dio.
Yep.
And that's the end
Dio
of part one.
Dio doesn't have a body, and he's got a dead Joestar.
To be continued.
Okay.
Thank you for the plot.
Yeah, no problem. Do we need anything else for the plot? Or I think we covered it, right?
Well, yeah, it's you know what, I'll go over that in a minute. But yeah. Let's talk about the characters. I wanna go over the characters. I'm riling, I'm ready to go.
I know you are.
I'm ready to argue.
Who's first on the list?
So
let's go.
Who's first on the list?
Guess what, everyone?
Is it me?
No.
Oh.
First, we're going to talk about some general characters before we get into this bit that I have planned. And it's going to be a great one. You're all going to think it's great and enduring. And
cool.
It's going to be great.
But first, a word from our sponsors, audible.com.
What about Crunchyroll? I thought Crunchyroll was sponsoring us this episode.
I
want
Crunchyroll.
I butchered this bit on
hashtag,
mine.
Hashtag it's a bit, but hashtag it doesn't have to be a bit.
Maybe one day. Maybe later.
Maybe later. So, the main character, Jonathan Joestar, is by far the weakest Jojo.
He's so fucking boring. He has no personality at all.
I just have him written down as he's just bland.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
he's the white bread, as someone referred to, I think, Krom as, or maybe,
oh, yeah.
Like, Ephraim.
Krom is the white bread.
Yeah, Krom is the white bread husband. But, like, that's what Jonathan is. He's boring.
Yeah,
he has no personality, especially compared to, like, the rest of the show. This part is so bland. And the only interesting person is Dio. And that's because he's a huge jerk, and he looks
cool.
We'll
talk about Dio later. Slow down. We need to get to Erina, the love interest.
Girl. That's
girl.
That's her character.
That's
girl.
Welcome to her character arc, and she hates when Jonathan stabs a tree, and she's like, "What are you doing to that poor tree?" And I'm like,
"I'm writing our love on this tree."
And then she gets embarrassed, and she's like, "Oh no, how could you do such a thing, you idiot?"
I am a gentleman. That's literally how the dub goes. I am a gentleman. Ah.
No, yeah. Yeah, it's very...
It's Pipey Dub.
Hey, even though you guys hate Jonathan, I think he's
a wonderful character. I don't hate him. I think he's
wonderful.
I hate him.
But he is by far the weakest JoJo, like, for real.
The only reason he was weak was because he died. There was no potential for him to grow. He just had...
What are you talking about?
This is basically... He suffers from...
There's nowhere for him to grow. He didn't... He had no ambitions. All he did was, I gotta kill Dio, and that's it.
I think of this as Star Wars Episode 4, right?
He didn't even succeed at his one thing.
Yeah, he fucked it up. God damn it. Jonathan, you suck. Okay. I just have one other character that I want to get to before we do the big old...
There's a couple of the characters, like the Zeppeli and Speedwagon. Mm. So go ahead. I know you are absolutely just ready to suck Speedwagon's dick all night. Please go.
I want to talk about Tom Petty for a second.
Ooh.
He's the dumbest character
in
the
series. He's running
down
a dream.
He's... This is... Since we haven't talked about it yet, this is the epitome of every character naming. They name the characters after different artists or, like, songs from classic rock at the time that this was being written. And fucking Ton Petty. T-O-N-P-E-T-T-Y.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, not Tom Petty, because, we can't do that.
And then, like, obviously Robert E.O. Speedwagon is R.E.O. Speedwagon. Dio. Like, holy diver.
Yeah. And then,
And, like, later parts, there's, like, Red Hot Chili Pepper and, like, Metallica.
There's fucking Green Day.
We have Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice. That's a good one.
There's Steely Dan. He's a good one.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was Notorious B.I.G.
Oingo Boingo Brothers.
Oh, yeah, there's Notorious B.I.G.
That one really surprised me. I was like, what is going on here?
that's in one of the later chapters. Don't worry about it. So,
I'm worried.
We're about to get to the best part of this podcast by far.
I didn't even get to gush about my girl.
Yeah, we didn't get to talk about Zeppeli.
Guess what?
Oh, we're doing
Welcome to the first episode of Who's the Best Grill? The part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice of best grill in the particular anime of the episode to duke it out for the title of Best Grill. Our today's contestants are Pino, Garb, and myself.
Hi.
So can you each tell me who you're advocating for?
Yes. But I'll go last.
Okay. My vote is Dio, because the only other character, the only girl in the fucking show has zero personality, so I vote Dio.
What?
I'm sticking to my guns. What's her name? Irene? I don't even remember.
Arena.
I don't care.
Arena Pendleton.
Eileen? I don't care.
Dude, come on, Eileen. I love Dexter's Midnight Runners. Anyway, I chose Robert E.O. Speedwagon because I'll tell you about him later, because we're going to tell you our person first.
How about you,
Pino?
The one and only William Antonio Zeppeli.
What a salty choice that is.
I can taste the tears.
So this part of the show essentially is that one person puts forward their girl grill, and they tell us how shitty they are, and then we tell them that they are shit, and then we do it for the other two people. So Garb, would you like to start off first?
Yes, I absolutely would. Because I've got... You know what? Zeppeli, he's actually got, like, a decent thing here. But Dio is actually cool and has a personality and is an interesting character, unlike 90% of the characters.
You mean part one. Dio, the Jack the Ripper, dummy? Damn it, I got it wrong.
Come on! If you're gonna
keep trying it,
hit me harder. I'm ready.
Hit him.
Look, we only like Dio because he's a jerk, right? That's basically it.
Because he's cool.
If he wasn't a jerk,
because we all want to be him on some level.
Isn't that just a flaw in our society that we want to be the villain? I don't think.
Oh no!
That's not even in this part.
I don't care.
God,
I don't give a shit.
But I don't think Dio's that great of a character. He's just an asshole, and he says a lot.
I think a lot of the things... A lot of things could have been avoided if Dio just changed his mind, you know? Like, you don't have to kill George. You're already living in his house. You're already the favorite son. You already JoJo's
power.
Dog.
What more
could you want?
The dog was just the tip of the iceberg.
God,
that was the cherry on top, my friend. He ate the cherry first. Red.
No, I thought... I thought the cherry on the top was this weird fucking gross ass human dog that he has for like a minute and then fucking slaughters it. That was
Thank God he slaughters it because that thing.
God, that thing is actually just gross. But I don't know. Dio's just an eh for me. Especially
yeah, but
in
he
this
actually
point.
Does stuff in other parts and is okay. interesting.
We're talking about
like
Speedwagon.
Excuse me, Speedwagon.
Speedwagon.
Hold on.
Oh yeah, the Speedwagon Foundation.
Sit the fuck down. Yeah.
Speedwagon Foundation.
Let's go back
Speedwagon.
To Dio real quick.
Speedwagon
okay, yeah.
Foundation
is
just a Deus Ex for later parts.
God, shut up.
So, here's my counter to everything you said about Dio. If Jonathan was meant to be basically Dio's opposite, then Dio, in my opinion, is actually basically the same kind of boring that Jonathan is to you guys. Because I personally enjoy both, but they're yeah. basically just, they're the opposite
they're
of each other. They're just
foils.
Opposite.
That's yeah.
And like
that's how you write characters. They're just different.
But they're a little like too far off their spectrum. Like, yes, yeah, Dio gains personality later. Right now he's just like an edgy
he's
teen.
Evil boy.
He's just an
yeah.
edgy teen who is like, oh, I
the
hate
Sonic
life.
He's making the Shadow OCs, the Hedgehog of,
he's like
he's the Sonic the Hedgehog of JoJo.
Yeah, basically.
He is, and that's why I like him, because Shadow's God. Easily the best character in Sonic
no.
too.
It's Knuckles.
What about
come on.
Big the Cat?
Oh.
Froggy. What?
Yeah. Fucking
Froggy.
Oh no.
Okay. We're getting
oh, no.
we're getting a
oh no.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh no.
So we've shut down fucking Dio because Dio's,
yeah, Dio's trash until
what,
part three
you're wrong.
What the good the best character the best grill for this part is by far Robert E. O. Speedwagon, and let me tell you about him. Speedwagon is the perfect grill. He has a strong exterior, but he's totally a softy when
you
it comes.
You have all of this written down, don't you?
Hell yes, I did. I did my fucking research.
I would need some water for this.
And he gives narration through over half of the actual show, and he's kind of the insert for the actual audience, so you can relate to him on a great deal, because he's like, what the fuck is this? And he's like, he grounds the entire show.
For
that's
example.
Actually a good point. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
And he's street smart, so he knows where the fuck to go. He's not gonna get fucking mugged.
All he ever does is scream and run away. What are you talking
no,
about street smart?
And
even Speedwagon's afraid.
But yeah, but like he has to have a soft side, and he's like, and guess what? His hair's fucking gorgeous.
I like
let
his
me
hair.
Tell you, his fucking flowing blonde locks. You can't like make that shit up. That is perfect. And his hat turns into fucking blades. And a boomerang.
That is pretty cool. And that is straight up in Super Mario Odyssey.
No,
yeah,
like
it's,
the first
yeah,
thing whenever I saw the trailer is like,
I was
that
like,
is Speedwagon.
That's Speedwagon, dude.
That's where you're wrong, kiddos.
Dude, that's a JoJo reference right there. So is
oh,
anyone
God.
Gonna hit me? And that's part two. So I'll talk about the Speedwagon Foundation later.
So personally,
I think the Speedwagon Foundation is a good thing to point up. But are
yeah.
you go
okay,
ahead,
so,
Pino, if you have a thought.
I'll do you want me to talk about the Speedwagon Foundation then?
Not
for
just
a second?
I want to hear what Pino has to say.
Okay, go Pino.
So Speedwagon,
yes.
Like, the first time I saw him, I'm like, I like this guy, you know, and I agree
mm-hmm.
with everything
Everyone.
Chuck said. He's basically
yes.
just like everybody's like, he's just the human. In this show, he's just like enjoying the ride, or not enjoying the ride at times. Obviously,
like me,
yeah, he's like mm-hmm. that best friend you have that kind of has your back, and then like he gets hit, and he's like, "All right, I'm gonna just sit this one out, man." But like, I don't know, he doesn't do much. Like I always wanted him to do more, and that's kind of my
did.
Problem.
He unfroze fucking Zeppeli's hand. Your grill. And he fucking used his own body heat and, like, cut open his own arm to heat up Zeppeli's arm so he can use Hamon again. Like, he did shit.
Yeah, but I wanted
more. He also was the first one who shot Dio.
I wanted more.
Jonathan's like, oh, I get
yeah,
to see my
how
brother.
Much good
and
did
he's
shooting
like, fuck
Dio
you,
do?
Babe.
Yeah,
guess what?
I mean, five other policemen shot.
He did it,
Dio.
But he shot him first. He shot first. Like,
Greedo
Han Solo.
Shot first.
Oh,
Greedo
sure,
shot
dude.
First, my friend.
Yeah, it's true. But it's like, he just... You say he doesn't do much, but you'd be surprised.
This
on
is
what
this is me just looking at part one. I know he does a lot more,
yeah.
which fixes
well,
it for
I'm,
me
that's,
later
that's
on.
That's why I tried to keep it in part one too. But then Garb's like, ah,
it's
let's talk about.
It's kind of hard to just keep it in part one because I think that like some of the stuff
I'll
that
just,
happens in later parts
yeah.
is important because like later, like, the Speedwagon Foundation is set up, and that is just a retcon in other parts whenever they want to fucking
well, the thing is with
abandon
Speedwagon
somebody
Foundation,
and bring
I'll
him
just
back, Kakyoin.
I'll explain it real quick. Speedwagon
what did you
Foundation
say
is
about my boy Kakyoin?
That's well, that's for part three in 10 years. Okay. When we when
we're gonna take as long as David Productions is
God,
making part
with,
five.
With part five, God damn it! But so, not Dio, but Speedwagon Foundation is essentially the foundation that Speedwagon sets up after the events of this this first part, because he's like, fuck, I should probably destroy masks and shit and never make it happen like this again. And that's his entire character arc from that point onward. So he makes the Speedwagon Foundation, and it's helpful in literally parts 2 through 6, and then they retcon everything. But he's at least the foundation is at least mentioned and like used in every part, so he has an overarching connection with the rest of the series. So he has one of the biggest connections with the rest. But
you don't realize it until the end of part one, but him existing in the show turned out to be important.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
first thing Araki ever thought about,
that's my boy.
So anything else do you want to sling at my boy, my best grill?
If he didn't run away and scream so much, but then again, Joseph does it too.
So. Yeah, so he's
and I love
going
Joseph.
I just like the cool hats he wears.
His hats are so fucking killer. His outfit
I love his
is
character
the best.
Design. His character design is great. He's all so the character cool. designs, except Jonathan, because he's just
well,
boring.
Jonathan's white bread, dude.
He's white bread.
No, but still, I think our arguments are better. But anyway, Pino, do you want to talk about your boy?
Oh,
your
boy.
Grill?
Time to talk about my boy, the original, the one and only, William Antonio Zeppeli. I'm
going to
say it with
that
accent all the time. It's because that name is wonderful. Okay, so just imagine this. You're walking down the street. Some guy with a glass of wine in his hand comes up to you and says, I see potential in you, boy.
He has a sandwich, not a glass of wine.
Hey, this picture I'm looking at, he's got a glass.
Oh.
And I look at, you know what? I see the sandwich half full.
Okay.
Anyways.
Put that on a shirt.
The sandwich is half full. It is just.
Keep going. You do realize the wine was later in the hallway scene where they're doing that.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know.
Jonathan's got to balance it. Go on, continue.
This is my story.
Zeppeli's 50 years old. What the fuck?
I mean, he was. Huh. He's a father. Course
that
he left
sense.
His family, you know,
he left his family
but
behind.
He left his family on a quest for greatness. He knew this was gonna happen. He found
and
the
he
right
taught someone that in three parts would no longer be used.
Yeah, a little bit.
Two
but
parts it would be
what
no
I like about
used.
Zeppeli is that he is basically the Obi-Wan of this series. He's like,
he
yeah, I gotta find this sure. kid, I gotta save stuff, and I gotta die.
Hey, guess what, guys?
Guess what, this fortune teller told me I'm gonna die, so
hey,
I better die.
Tom Petty told him that he would die. And second, if you're saying Zeppeli is the Obi-Wan of the series, we know that fucking Speedwagon's Han Solo.
Hmm.
Like, how does that make you feel? That Speedwagon, it's motherfucking Han Solo in this goddamn series.
I'd consider him more of a Lando.
No, fucking, no.
No,
Lando's
Speedwagon,
trash.
No. Han Solo dies. Spoilers, guys. He dies.
Speedwagon dies.
Han Solo has
a
family.
He dies, like, peacefully.
Han Solo has a family.
Dude, Speedwagon doesn't have a family. But
rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
Well, okay, we're going we're going a bit off topic here, but do you have something more to tell about Monsieur?
I just like the fact that his last name reminds me of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah,
well, guess what? That's the cool. reference.
Oh, he went on a stairway to heaven.
Yeah, oh, he went on the stairway to heaven.
Hey, guys.
He went to the mothership.
He's rambling on.
Yeah, he is. He's a good boy. Dude, is he a black dog?
Ooh.
That one wasn't even related. I tried to at least make it related.
No, I know. I just went for the one that I'm like, oh, black dog.
That is
dogs.
My favorite Led Zeppelin song, though. So
it's a great song.
There.
Personally, I like the outfits that Zeppeli wears. He seems like
Zeppeli
a swaggin' kind of guy.
Does have a good character design, for
wonderful
sure.
hat. Great mustache, you know.
I'm noticing a pattern here.
Hats are good, though.
His hats, yeah. These hats, I don't know. He was like, when he showed up on the screen, I was like, this man.
I don't
will be
know,
sad
though.
If this man is gone.
Oops, well, he gets cut in half.
And he sneezes, he falls over for no reason, drops the salt.
Well, like, see, the thing is with Zeppeli is that he just goes up and dies.
Yeah. But that's because he knew.
Like
he
another character I know that does nothing.
No. There is a difference. No. I think Zeppeli is a little worse than the other one.
God.
Jeez, even though so Zeppeli is my is best grill.
Oh, and he has kids, and Zeppeli's one of his kids is in part two.
Yeah, or maybe a lot of his kids are everywhere.
It's his grandson. Well, his son is in part two too.
Yeah, but it's his grandson that plays the prominent part. Caesar Zeppeli, and I like Caesar.
Caesar's a good boy, but we'll go to that when we get there. So Zeppeli always, like for me at least, he always seemed like a shoo-in. Like even though you're like, oh man, this is weird. He just fucking met him on the side of the street. Like that was the one thing that I like never sat with me. He didn't get a good introduction. He's just fucking sitting on a fence eating a sandwich. He's like, oh boy, I'm gonna punch
you
in the gut.
It's nice out. It's nice out. I want to eat the sandwich outside. No, drop like, some salt.
Just wear
and
this
I'll
nice
punch a dude.
And I'll punch you in the gut. And now you can lift a rock. God.
Oh my gosh.
He's just like he's a strong character, but he just like he is the Obi-Wan, but he's a very boring Obi-Wan.
What do you mean? He's eating a sandwich. When we saw Obi-Wan, he was just waving his hand saying, woo. That's boring, dude. I'm just like, what
yeah,
are you
but
doing?
He, but fuck he, are you talking about?
You not seen episode 4.
Why did Obi-Wan do that?
At the beginning of episode 4, when he's saving Luke from those sand people, he's like, woo. And then they ran away.
God.
That's
damn
much.
It.
Yeah, that's not nearly as interesting as just eating a sandwich.
Eating a sandwich on a white fence.
And he punches the main character in the gut.
And punches a frog.
And a frog.
He punches Froggy. He calls him Froggy.
Froggy.
No, like legitimately, that's what they say.
Oh, you're
like,
shitting
Froggy.
Me. I don't remember that, but
I'll,
I believe
I'm
you.
I'm going to put it up on the screen right now. He's like Mr. Froggy or some bullshit. And I'm like, God damn.
I sent my hormone coursing harmlessly through Froggy.
Have you seen
this
Froggy?
This show is stupid.
I know this show is stupid. That's why we're talking about it. But I think Speedwagon's still the best. I think he's
Dio's
the best
grill.
No. But if you guys want to chime in,
Dio's mysterious and cool.
Zeppeli is mysterious and cool. I can argue that.
Zeppeli's an idiot.
No. Dio's an idiot.
A little bit. But it's part of his charm.
Speedwagon's
my lovable idiot, though. I love him. He's a good
This boy. Is actually making me like part one more.
See, I told you. And you're going to have to change your ranking. But, so, if you want to actually talk about
who
your
one
favorite
again.
Grill is, you can email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Let's hope we actually get that email because I haven't gotten it yet. But
we haven't been verified yet.
Yeah. But so you can send in who your candidate for best grill is into that email, or you can just talk about the anime that we're going to be doing about next
only
week.
Part
we won't
one.
Be. Yeah, we won't talk about any of JoJo Part 1 next week. We're going to talk about the anime we're watching next week.
Yeah.
So
we'll announce that in a little bit.
Yeah, it's at the end of the episode. But so if you want to join in the discussion, email us to, again, at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
Dio, can you poop? Yes, next segment.
Dio, how can you poop? So We've talked about the characters. We've talked about the plot. Let's talk about how it looks. The art and the animation department.
Yes,
it's beautiful. I've briefly said this before that David Productions did a great job, and I'll stick with that.
Mm-hmm.
They consistently do a phenomenal job. And like I said, like a lot of people who've read the manga will say that you should watch the anime because the art style is a lot better. You know, and the thing is, just Araki was finding his way.
Yeah, I can. Don't lose your way, Araki. But it's.
You picked up on that.
I know I did. I picked up on it real quick. I love Kill Kill. But, see, the thing is with, like, the animation and art, because it's a manga originally, it's just black and white for the most part. But David Productions went all out with the changing, varying colors, like, palettes on each. Like, if it's
and
an
they
intense
are so
scene,
pretty.
Yeah.
It fits so fucking well to
Except
the
Except for
style.
The brown sky in part four, but that's
no,
just
sure.
one little nitpick.
I love the brown sky. It makes me think of diarrhea, but... it just, like, the different colors, like, it doesn't
They're all
seem
very
like,
vivid colors.
Mm-hmm. The colors mesh together, especially if it's, like, a dark fight team and JoJo's hair turns, like, green or it turns blue sometimes. Dio turns yellow.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but I like it.
It's my favorite part of the show. It's just, I don't know, it sucks you in, kind of. You're just like, okay, this part is tense right now. Like, stuff's gonna happen, and I don't know what's gonna happen, but at least we look pretty groovy.
At least we look pretty good.
This show embodies groovy as its main theme.
It was written in the 80s, so, like, that's the entire feel of it. And, like, I'm gonna jump a little bit to, like, the animation. The fight scenes is so well choreographed, and, like...
Oh, yeah. As, like, someone who watches Dragon Ball Super every week and has watched all of Dragon Ball Z, like...
Boo.
Oh my god, it's so nice watching JoJo.
No,
like the fight scenes are good.
I can agree.
Like, all the animation's good. Because, like, the people who worked on this love JoJo.
Yeah. It's such a beloved franchise in Japan, and it's becoming so in the United States. But, like, Japan, for sure, is, like, fucking rabid about this show and the manga. So it's just such a well-thought-out and well-made attempt on the actual JoJo franchise, which is fucking phenomenal. And, like, the fight scenes, like I said before, are so well animated, choreographed, especially as they're super faithful to the actual manga.
Yeah, and it's because it's so beloved.
Yeah, it's such well done that it just makes me happy. Like, because I watched the show, like, twice, like, part one twice, and then I read the manga, like
probably 6 months ago. Oh, yeah, since you've read the manga, is there anything you want to point out about, like, any differences or, like...
There's not... From what I can tell, there's not a huge amount of differences. There's a little bit more in the beginning of the show, like, with younger Dio. There's a lot more, like, monologuing and his own personal, like, ideals that gets explained a bit more, which it does help, especially with the later parts that comes out, but it still hits without it, so I think it's fine. And, like, but most of the panels that are, like, important... get like well translated, especially like I said in the OP where it like literally just translates different manga.
You get
pieces.
A pretty good idea of the two main characters from the opening. You get good idea. You can
pretty
understand
good.
Just from watching that Jonathan's the hero, purple guy's the hero, yellow hair guy's bad guy. You can pick that up pretty easily.
And like it's so good. It makes me happy, you know? It's bueno.
Buenos dias, Mandy.
Nani? I knew it. I didn't want to be the one.
I was hesitant.
I heard you trying to, like, lead up to it, and I'm like, and you're like...
You guys were quiet. You stayed quiet. You're like, is he going to do it?
Yeah, I was
really
waiting.
Is this really going to happen? Oh, good lord.
And it did.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. Do you have any thoughts, Pino? You've been a little quiet on that front. You're a One Piece fan, so...
Yeah, so
yeah,
it's
well,
basically...
he watches trash anime anyway, so...
Ooh, at least I don't like Kenmo Friends garb.
I don't like it!
Yes, you
I
do.
I love how I was the one who roasted Pino, and Pino brings the roast right back to fucking garb.
I'm gonna make you guys watch that, and we're gonna do an episode on that, and I can't
know,
wait.
You already have it.
There's three of us, myself. Man. I gotta roast one of you, and I went on autopilot. My rage. No, but, basically... on the same boat as Garb, since I watch One Piece, and it's made by Toei, same person, people who make Dragon Ball, I'm used to not as good animations.
Yeah.
So when I was watching JoJo, I was like, oh man, is this what I'm missing out on? Is this what
yeah,
it's
like,
good
this
animation
what
is?
Is supposed to look like?
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been robbed of my money that I don't use.
Yeah.
Because I'm a
like,
pirate.
It's no,
just like
from
Luffy.
One Piece.
Just like Luffy.
He brought it back!
Good job.
Thanks. I'm gonna go find my noose.
Me too, thanks.
Me too.
But and one thing I'm gonna transition real fast that I wanna point out that like about the animation is that it's different for all the parts. Like all the color palettes and all that is different because each part has a different tone. Like part three is like in a desert and like there's more of an adventure feel.
Yeah.
And part two is
adventure feel?
It's a ticking time. It's Part two is a more of a ticking time. Like, it's more pressure. It's a very stressful kind of feel that you...
And it's just all over the place
it's
in
so,
part two. It's
and
great.
Then part two is great, and then part four is a very laid-back but bright color scheme, which is...
Yeah, yeah. So and, like, whenever part five gets released, eventually, like, you know, because that's, like, a mafia thing.
Yes.
you know, like gangsters and stuff, and so that's gonna have like a whole different tone, and like all the openings reflect on that.
I'm so excited for fucking Sex Pistols. Such a good stand. Anyway, I think we talked about most of the animation and stuff, right? We do you want to talk about any more of that, or do you want to head on to the next?
Nah, I think that was about it.
Well, I want one unless last you have thing, something by now. Even though we talked about it before. 3D animations for the opening, just perfection.
And there's a misconception that they ripped those from some of the JoJo video games. They did not. They made those models.
Straight up.
Them.
And they look very nice.
Yes.
I'm actually going to try. I want to get one of the JoJo video games.
Guess what? You can.
I've played one.
Get them
it's
online.
Pretty fun. I played one of the ones on PS4 at one of my friends' house when I flew up to Missouri.
Oh yeah. I know,
shout outs
I know
to Ethan.
Apparently,
is Ethan?
Both are actually on PlayStation 3, so I might get both or one of them.
Yeah.
But then I'll be heavily spoiled on who this other Josuke is. Spoilers?
Well, that's why you have to fucking read the manga like I did, because I couldn't get enough of
I will
JoJo.
Eventually.
If it, you
maybe
know,
we'll eventually do, like, chapter
manga
reviews
book
or something.
Club. God, I don't want to become,
gonna wait
like,
one
a
month.
Weekly chapter boy. I'll do, like,
a
volume review.
If it doesn't come out
that's
in a month,
idea.
I'm gonna read.
Okay.
I can
guarantee you.
Yeah.
Or if there's no announcement.
It's not.
If there's no announcement.
They just released an OVA. They're not going to announce that it's like coming out.
Yeah, and it's just
fall.
Rohan. Just Rohan OVA.
God,
that's why there's like
Rohan.
So many memes about
Rohan.
It because people want Part 5.
I like Rohan, but
I like Rohan too, but I don't need a fucking OVA about him.
Well, it was a one-shot manga. But anyway, let's go into the feel and atmosphere real quick, just because this part is world building. Like, that is the main focus.
And that is what part one does well, is that it sets up the show very well for, like, other parts to have all this wacky adventure.
Until part six.
Yeah. God. But then again, they retcon Hamon with Stan, so I mean, they've been retconning shit from the beginning.
Well, yeah, they fucking... It's so stupid. It
fuck you,
Araki.
Yeah.
So, like, the
Araki
Toriyama.
Fuck you, Araki, but I love you, Araki.
The retcon things is what was... That made me kind of... not wanting to continue after part two.
You were really hesitant on getting into part three
because,
and, like, with the stands.
Yeah, personally, Hamon, I thought it was a cool idea that could have been experimented with a lot more. Mm-hmm. And then when I heard stands, I'm like, oh, no. This is like
what?
All those other shows.
Enemy stand?
I was thinking, like, oh, so this is like as Yu-Gi-Oh! When you summon them like, fake monsters out, and you're like, oh, I can see your projection, and they don't really do much. Yeah. Like, I was not sure what to expect, but surprisingly, I enjoy stands.
I was bored of Hamon pretty quickly.
I'm on the other side of the spectrum, just because I think they did everything they could with Hamon. Like, they covered all, like, the basic vampire shit and all that with the first part, and then the second part.
Yeah,
they
got rid of
more.
The vampires pretty quick.
Yeah. But,
I missed,
like,
the vampires.
Same theme-ish. But it's just, like, I think they did enough. I think Araki just, like, let's not do this anymore, which I respect,
like,
but it...
Imagine part three... as it was, but with Hamon instead of stands. Like, part
God,
three would be very
that.
Boring.
I would
be
hate
very,
it.
It'd be part one, but worse.
I
like,
guess.
Even more
yeah.
boring.
Okay.
That's like,
a good
that's
point.
What makes... Yeah, exactly.
And like, the atmosphere around this first part is, like, really nice, because it's more of an old feel, like a... It's,
I like
it's
all of the,
It's set in the 19th century England, so it's a lot of nice set pieces, very rustic.
Which is unique. Not a lot of anime.
Yeah,
like,
not a lot of anime
that
hits that.
It's kind
of
like how Fire Emblem was, like, made for.
Fire Emblem.
Will episode zero always haunt us?
You know how, like, Fire Emblem was cool because it's a strategy game that wasn't, like, guns and stuff. You know, it was swords and stuff. And so I feel like JoJo. It's a similar thing there to where, like, it's not the normal setting.
Yeah.
It's not, like, in a high school, you know, like, every other
fucking
anime.
I mean, well, but he did go to high school.
No, they just kind of left, and Kakyoin didn't even
rugby.
Call his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it's...
they played rugby.
But that's... I just... It, like, the atmosphere is really nice and unique to JoJo, and it has all that weird kind of history vibe, but also it's that weird fantasy itch that you always have with anime, and you're just like... This is good.
This is a good.
I feel like the first couple episodes are kind of a clusterfuck because I feel like it feels like you're missing out on something. Like, even rewatching it still feels like, oh my god, this plot is a clusterfuck.
I think,
and, like, everything
I think the reason why that is because when Araki was making the manga itself, especially those first, like, five issues, those five chapters, you need to get that shit in to readers and got to keep it popular, because if not, that thing's cut. So that's I feel that it's just a product of what he had to do to get people in. Mm-hmm. So I don't mark it off for that. I do acknowledge the flaw, but you can't mark it just because that's how he had to do it, unless it would have been cut.
Overall, it sets up such a good story for like later parts that I can't complain about it too much. As much as I complain about how bad part one is, like it does have a couple redeeming qualities.
I'm glad.
And it does kind of like lead you into the craziness, because like part two is like fucking crazy. It is really a bizarre adventure. But part one isn't so much bizarre as it is like a setup for bizarre adventures to come.
I think of it as like a fantasy murder mystery kind of vibe going on.
Yeah.
And then your typical shonen.
Sure. Well, but the thing is, it's good. It's a good one.
It's
this
a
is
goodie.
this is like one of the original shonen animes, though. Mm-hmm. Like this is, well, not animes, the mangas.
Yeah.
And it's just good.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
Me too.
I'm glad JoJo exists. Thank you, Araki.
Thank you, Araki. God, we are retarded, but we're just so stupid, but can you stop?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I blame lag.
Me too. So do you guys have anything else you want to talk about, like overall? Do you want to talk about like...
I'm sure in like an hour, whenever we're done recording this, I'm going to think of something and I'm going to be really mad I didn't say it.
We're going to be angry. Like,
I can put it out in like the comments of the video or something.
We'll be
really feel that passionate.
Yeah. Like
about hating part one.
It was,
excuse me.
Like, I think I want to... Stop fighting. I just want to touch on this one more time that, like, yes, this is by far the weakest JoJo.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, seer part by far, but...
It feels so tame.
Okay, shut up. First off, I'm not... The point that I was going to make was it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, but it's the weakest.
Yeah. And it's also one of the shortest.
It's true.
The shortest.
That's true. It's over pretty quick.
And I feel like if there was a little more time, it could either have gone both ways. It could have been great, or it could have been really bad.
But something interesting to point out is that I almost didn't like JoJo and, like, didn't bother watching because, like, part one, like, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah,
like,
a bit of backstory. I watched JoJo first. I got sucked in from episode one, so Araki did his best with that manga. But I made these two fools watch JoJo. I pushed it on them, and... fucking made them watch it.
Luckily, it was around
you're
the time.
That guy.
It was luckily around the time when it was dubbed on Toonami, so I was like, I'll take my sweet time with this. It was one episode every week, and then I believe around the beginning of part two was when we decided, when Garb decided to get a crack at it, and then eventually he surpassed me in watching all of JoJo.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the dub takes forever, and I'm a subtitled purist.
Yeah, I watched both.
And this is perfect for the miscellaneous.
This is a good thing.
Is the dub.
Both are very good, but the dub is the most ridiculous thing for JoJo, but it's so good. Fucking Dio sounds like James from Pokemon. He's like,
I pointed that out to you.
Dio.
On the record.
I know you did, but I can make the voice better. And he's like, it was I, James. And it's
Jesse.
Like, Jesse.
Team Vampires blasting off again.
But it's so bizarre because it's... Haha, funny joke. But it's like all shitty English accents.
They're just clearly Americans.
It's so good, though.
That. Terrible
it's
British.
So good.
They could have just hired English people.
No.
It makes it better.
They did do that with video games, I guess.
Yeah, they did it before the dubs existed, but it works.
It works really well. You don't understand.
It works so well. You need to give it a shot.
For the memes, it's pretty good. For the memes.
But the show is called JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
No, as a show, it's
the
so
show
good.
Is called JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. The
it's
dubs
so
just
bizarre.
Make it
it's
even
so
more bizarre.
Yeah, it's called JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, not JoJo's Shitty Dub Adventure.
Hey,
shut
man.
The fuck up.
Some of us it's just so don't have, you know, the voice that we want.
The ability to read.
Yes.
Excuse me, sir. I am a gentleman.
I'm illiterate.
Whenever I see a damsel in distress, I must fight for her honor.
Mm-hmm. I'll even throw away my little towelie.
Let's see if this doll has all the lady bits under it. Yeah. That's how the dub sounds, and it's fucking phenomenal. And you can't tell me
I
otherwise.
I can't even lift this rock.
Dio. He's doing lifting. It.
Aw, Dio. Aw, the trouble I'd get into if I were half as bold as Dio. Have you and JoJo kissed yet? Ah, you thought your first kiss would be with JoJo, but it was I, Dio!
I'll be honest, Speedwagon sold the show to me. Mostly because his voice, his English voice is the best.
His English voice is fucking phenomenal. I can't.
You there, Sash.
He hit me, but he's a gentleman. I will not let you lay a finger on him.
You will not let you...
What is your name? The name of the one who showed me mercy.
I am Jonathan Joestar.
Oh, you were... Are my friends okay, too? Oh, they are. He is a true gentleman.
Oh, God.
God, I love Speedwagon so much.
Oops, I mean, I love Zeppeli.
Yeah, but...
Plot twist.
I think that's... Like, is there anything else you want to talk about? Like, we talked about a bunch of the stupid names. Talked about...
I want to talk about the music. Oh. Like, of the show. Yeah. The music of the show actually probably doesn't stick with me the most. Because, like, I feel like it has the weakest music, at least in my opinion.
For sure.
It doesn't have, like, the battle music the Part 3s does.
Mm-hmm. Part 4 battle music. The thing with this first part, it's a very subdued vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's...
It's very tame.
It's the tamest JoJo by far, even though there's like fucking chopping a dude in half and curb stomping a dog, lighting it on fire.
Yeah.
But it's like the soundtrack fits the more mild vibe. It's a very
Opening is just like in your face. Well, so good.
That's why you're like, oh my god, this is gonna be great. And then it's very subdued. There's more
hello.
There's more like pianos and shit like that because it's more. It's in the 1800s, so it fits the time period more so. And it's very nice.
And, like, part four, they have a lot more, like, electronic music because, like, it's set in the 90s.
Yeah, part four has a lot more, like, alternative vibes that I get from it sometimes. Like,
yeah,
the more
like
punk
Chase.
Vibes.
Chase is very, like, trying to be 90s. Yeah. And I love and Chase. I know Chase a lot of people shit on Chase, but Chase is great. You shut your fucking mouth.
You know what? The best song in part four is Morio Radio. Morio Cho.
Morio Cho. Morio Cho. Cook good your eggs, morning. Cut your... Good morning, Morio. Nah, it's so good.
God, but... Koichi Sonic.
God, oh boy.
No.
Okay,
no.
Link to that video right on the top right-hander in that
which
little
one,
card thing.
Koichi Vora or the Morio Show?
Koichi Vora.
Both.
Oh, God, what have I...
All of them.
What have
every
I signed
video.
Up for?
God, every gonna... fucking shitty JoJo shit post meme.
You didn't... Pino, I'm the one who has to do all this shit. You're not posting any of this. You can't...
You're right. You know what? Okay, add a picture of a bear for me right now.
Fuck.
And now
what
this bear.
What kind of bear?
Just a teddy bear. You know, any teddy bear. And now just like make Jotaro's hat just like fade out like right on him.
Okay,
that's it. That's all I want.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks. Okay. God damn it. This is going to be great for all the audio listeners, no less.
You're lucky.
We ever get this.
You're lucky I didn't tell you to make it spin around. Don't make it spin around.
Shit.
Don't do it.
It's spun around.
No, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's getting faster.
Oh, no.
What have we done?
He flew off the screen. He built up too much speed. He's in a parallel universe.
He's in a different QPU.
Wait, I know. Wait, we'll use the world.
So, well, no.
God, I will have to edit that, won't I? I'm not going to edit that.
No, you can do what the continue show does and says screw off, and then it's just like literally just text that says screw you, Paul, and then they just go on to the next
That's probably gonna be I'm just gonna like just write the world on the screen, and then that'll be it. But
wonderful,
so,
amazing.
Do you want to talk about anything, Garb? Have you?
No, I can't think of anything else. I've pretty well articulated a lot of the stuff, like the main points I had to say.
Okay, so Pino, you're all good too?
Yeah, just about.
I'm ready to go on to the ranking for, like, the ironic and unironic.
Yeah, so, the way that we're going to be ranking these shows on our, on this podcast is it's going to be a scale of, -5 to 5. The farther negative it is, the more ironic it is. Like, ironically good. So, like, if you put fucking, like,
so, like,
initial
the room?
D, Initial D will be fucking like minus four because it's like minus four and then like two.
But then like something like No Game No Life is like a four or five.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
because it's like good, but not like ironically good. Not like The Room where it's a perfect negative five out of negative five.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing, like, we can, if we feel like it, we can give like both the ironic and unironic ranking or just one ranking on the other side.
Yeah.
And then if it hits zero, it has no redeeming qualities. Why did you make us watch this? Fuck you. I hate you. That's the canon rank for zero.
Cool. I'm glad we've explained that. We should probably just like get a way to explain all of these for optimization for next time.
Quick, put it on the screen.
I'll figure it out. God, fuck.
Figure it out as we go along.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Go Pino.
All right. So, I guess the ironic scale, right? I'm going to give this a Joe star out of five. Okay, fine. I'll give it a Zeppeli out of five, mostly because Zeppeli's the best girl.
God.
But the unironic, you know what? I'm gonna give this a 3.5.
Okay.
You know what? Because you know, it's wonderful. I personally love it. I do know that it has flaws. It's a little too short for my liking. But you know,
this is the guy who watches One Piece.
I like short shows too, my friends. you know, music wasn't there. The animations were on point.
Except roundabout.
You know, the characters were, some of them were meh at best. But other than that, you know, 3.5.
I'll That's go pretty next, good. I guess. So for the ironic scale, I give it a Speedwagon out of 5.
Ooh.
So it's a pretty good, ranking because it's, it was a lot of goofy shit, and it's like all the memes that spawned from it. Especially, I Can Even Lift This Rock. That's a pretty.
We quote that a lot.
And then also it was Ideo. There's the To Be Continued meme. Like, it has a lot of irony that like probably wasn't as intentional.
A lot of good memes came out of it.
It's really good. And then for the unironic, I give it a 4 out of 5, which I know that some will take offense to.
I'm not offended at all.
Thank you. But it takes
triggered.
It takes such a good, like for me at least, it takes such a good manga and displays it perfectly onto what you wanted it as an anime.
Mm-hmm.
And you also just are able to observe this world, and it sets up the world, and it does a brilliant job at that. The time period, especially, as it's so different than normal from anime, it's so unique that you're like, damn, dude, this is nice. And it
groovy.
Just,
it's a good change of pace from a lot of other shows.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of not great things about it, but it doesn't take it down as much as probably Garb will be saying. But it for me, I like it a whole lot. It works.
On the unironic scale, when considering that it set up everything so well with like the Speedwagon Foundation and like the Joestar bloodline and the Joestar DL bloodline.
I'll do
bloodline,
it later. I'll talk about it later.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
I thought you were done.
No. I just thought of something.
Like, oh, okay. But on the unironic, considering everything it did for the rest of the show, I give it a 3.5.
Ooh.
But that's a bit high. if it was just part 1 on its own, it would be like 2.
For me, it would be a 2.5 if it was a standalone, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be a 5 if it was a standalone for me. Ironically and
like
unironically.
The dub, it's like a negative 4.
No,
like,
the dub hits for sure.
Don't knock it till you try.
Like, on the ironic scale, it's great, like negative 4. Because the voices are terrible, they're horrible.
It's so good.
It's great. It's a good time.
It's a jolly old
I've
time.
I've seen like clips. I haven't watched all of
the dub.
Time
to
post
it.
A couple on the chat.
Yeah, for
got
real.
It.
Go ahead with what you were thinking.
I thought of one thing. So when George Joestar dies, me and Garb were talking about this the other day, and it just came to me because we were talking about this. Is that when George dies, Speedwagon remarks that George gave Jonathan all of his like powers and love and all that shit, and I'm like, that's like Hamon.
It's
like,
straight
that's
up
what,
Hamon.
That's what Zeppeli did to Jonathan like a couple episodes later. So I think that set up the Hamon kind of arc like feel, which I never noticed until watching it recently. So,
and I was curious because you've read the manga. I wanted to see if like they added that later because they
knew
how it went after that. But
from what I remember, I don't think it was. I'm pretty sure it was in there still. So, it's
still an interesting thing to point out. Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of shows, like, they very much make them up as they go along, and, like, for sure. Dragon Ball is very much like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think JoJo, even though it is guilty of a couple things like that, it still is a pretty well thought out show and manga, as far as I could tell, except for when they reduxed everything in part 6. Fuck that.
Could I compare this to Sonic Mania in that you don't know what were the original levels, and it all just feels right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
JoJo is Sonic. Confirmed.
Feels good, man.
Hashtag JoJo is Sonic.
Hashtag give me that.
Dio is Shadow.
give me some of that fanfic right now.
Give me fanfic or fan art?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. No.
No. Okay. So I think that about does it.
So what are we doing on the next one, Chuck?
Well, first,
what do you have on the chopping block for us? Because you picked this next one.
Oh shit, I did. I remember what I picked.
Oh no.
So what we're going to be watching for the second episode of the Funky Anime Podcast, the FAP cast, is Golden Boy.
Oh boy.
But I'm making everyone here watch both the dubbed and the subbed.
Oh boy.
They have to watch both.
I've never seen Golden Boy, so between the recording of this and, like, doing the podcast on that next, which would be, like, post-Hurricane Irma for me, so, like, who knows when that'll be.
A little background on Golden Boy. I watched it first, and I told these two to watch it. Pino watched it, enjoyed it.
So educational.
I love computers. Anyway, we're going to be watching Golden Boy next time, both subbed and dubbed. If you want to watch both, you can. They're both a great time.
Or maybe that episode will convince you to watch it.
Garb, you have to watch it dubbed.
I will.
Guess what? Whatever. I'm making them watch both.
Whatever, man.
Anyway, thank you, everyone, for staying till the end, or just skipping to the end so you can find out who the best grill can be from Golden Boy, so you can email us.
Who is the goldenest of all the boys?
At funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. And so you can, with that, you can email us about best girl. You can email us about whatever the fuck you want. Really, I'll read through it and hate my life for giving out an email. But I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you for sticking around and being
hopefully
a good old
we'll go
boy.
On a show that I really enjoyed eventually, and I won't just be fucking constantly negative.
Well, you're going to not be negative next week. Anyway.
Yeah, you'll probably enjoy it.
Yeah,
I do like shitty, like, short shows.
Oh, it's super short.
Kill la Kill is, like, my favorite.
No, it's way shorter than Kill la Kill.
Okay.
But
because, like, I like the short shows. Just, like, that's just
me. Me too.
So.
I got you. Okay, Pino, do you have... Where can they find you? And can you say goodbye for yourself?
Well, they can find me. They can find me. They can find me in the stars.
Okay.
The Joe Star.
Thinking about how the sandwich is half full.
Thinking about how the sandwich is half full. How Led Zeppelin is my favorite Zeppelin of all time.
Ooh, that's actually a pretty big statement. But continue.
And just you know what? I'm gonna leave you off with this. Let the joys of love take you higher.
Take you higher.
Michael Scott.
Garb, do you have anything to say goodbye? Where can they find you?
I hate anime.
Okay.
Anime was a mistake.
It was. It was an insult to life itself.
But if anime was a mistake, JoJo was not.
I'm on Twitter, I guess. It's just at Garblex.
Okay.
I don't stream a whole lot, but that's Twitch too.
Hey, you'll be streaming this
week. And I have a YouTube
week.
Channel that I fucking hardly ever use.
And hey, guess what? It's me again. It's Chuck. You can find me. You can find me on Twitter and Twitch.
And Tinder.
As Upchuck Gaming. Huh, maybe Tinder. Ladies. And then what is it? Oh, and then you can find me on YouTube as Upchucked. Look it up. Scroll past all the dictionary terms and you'll find my YouTube channel on Google. I've looked it up before. That's how it goes. And that's about it.
It's a good marketing tool.
Thank you for sitting in on the first episode of the Funky Anime Podcast, and remember,
we'll see you next time.
Stay fapping,
and don't
stay
forget,
fapping, my friends.
Let's all say goodbye in the same way that I want you to say goodbye. Goodbye,
Jojo.
Goodbye, Jojo.
We'll see you next
time. Stay fapping, my friend. Bye-bye.